This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina on 51 terrestrial radio stations on the GCN Network and Salem Radio. Hi, folks. Good to be back in the chair for Joe Messina. You can reach us by phone, 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. There is a chat room on the website. Hi to all my good friends in the chat room on the Real Side Radio and Facebook. How you all doing? My most favorite of all Facebook chat rooms on all terrestrial radio. I'm going to jump right into it here, folks, because busy day. There's a lot of news that's happening right now. And one story that I haven't seen played at the level that I think should be played today, and actually I see it's on the news right now. Well, no, it's not on the news. They're talking about some other aspect of it. But the DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz today revealed something that a lot of people had wondered about, and we got crickets. And that is this. He referred, this is Michael Horowitz, Department of Justice Inspector General, he referred James Comey for criminal prosecution. Dun, dun, dun! Yeah, this is something that actually happened, folks. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz said Wednesday that he referred former FBI Director, and I should say disgraced FBI Director, James Comey for criminal prosecution earlier this year after concluding he leaked sensitive materials to a friend. He said, "We are required by the Inspector General Act to send information that we've identified that could plausibly be criminal to the Department of Justice," basically confirming what amounted to a criminal referral. Where is this in the news, folks? Where is this on ABC? Sean Hannity, I'm sure, will be talking about it. But where is this on CBS? Where is this on NBC? The Justice Department ultimately decided not to prosecute Mr. Comey, despite the conclusion by Mr. Horowitz's team that he improperly leaked information to the news media. The documents leaked by Mr. Comey were sensitive, but not classified. Mr. Comey, in May 2017, asked a law professor friend to share with the New York Times a memo detailing his conversations with President Trump to pressure the Justice Department to open an investigation of the president. And we know where that led. We know the results of that memo. We understand how that was used by the Democrats and is still being used to this day, including the Congressional Judicial Committee, headed by Jerry Nadler, who are basically taking their congressional rights and their duties and turning it on their head to go after President Trump for high crimes and misdemeanors. No, there were no high crimes. There were no misdemeanors. We had a House of Representatives investigation. We had a Senate investigation. We had the Mueller investigation. And what came out of it? Van Jones said it himself, a nothing burger. You know Van Jones from CNN. Mr. Comey in May 2017 asked a law professor friend to share with the New York Times a memo detailing his conversations with President Trump to pressure the Justice Department to open an investigation of the president. And a report released last month, Mr. Horowitz wrote that the former FBI director, quote unquote, set a dangerous example when he shared the memos to push the Justice Department to act. Folks, if this was a Democrat, independent general, inspector general, I should say, if this was a Democrat that came out with this, this would be Watergate times 10. And what are we hearing? Crickets. This is Congress today, folks. This is them choosing the winners and the losers based upon their politics, not the rule of law, but can we go after Orange Man bad? And uh-oh, this Horowitz report suggests that maybe Comey broke the law and that he should have been referred to criminal prosecution, but he wasn't. So we're just going to go quiet on this whole thing and then focus on what is turned into a circus with this congressional hearing towards impeachment, which is never going to happen. They know it, you know it, and they're going to be losing 2020 because of it. So how is Congress going to react to this? Well, under a Democrat Congress as it stands right now, we're going to just get more of the same. So this hour, we're going to be getting very heavily into what are some of the options that you, as a voter, may have. And we're going to be talking about a fascinating group of individuals that are going to be speaking next week on September the 28th. We're going to be having Michael Bloomling, who is running a group called Stop Democrats Now. And we're going to be speaking with him about this incredible array of candidates that are looking to take out Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and a whole array of other congressmen and women who need to be replaced so that we can get back to what we now know is the rule of law that is not being implemented by this congressional committee headed by Gerald Nadler. So stay tuned, folks. Got great 3 hours. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina, Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman and Cher here for Joe Messina. We are live across 52 stations on the GCN Network and the Salem Radio Empire. And you can also find us on Facebook at our website, realside.com. There is a chat room on the website. You can hang out with your Facebook friends. And you can also call us at 855-732-5563. And you can also find me daily at America's Voice News from 10 to 12 Pacific Time, TV, and alternative news. We are talking about the real issues of the day. This is a long day for me, folks. Got 3 hours here tonight. I also did America's Voice Report today in the afternoon, another television show talking about Israel, and now I'm here in the chair. This is great. I mean, I feel like we're having an impact. People are understanding what is going on, and getting back to the original issue that I brought up here tonight regarding the DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz revealing that he referred James Comey for criminal prosecution. Where have we heard about this, folks? Outside of the maybe the Fox News, maybe even Hannity on Fox News. That's about it. I don't see where we're talking about this stuff. And the reason is because Congress seems to have a grip on the information that is getting out to you, the voracious consumer of political news. Well, this is a good way and a good segue for us to talk about how we can change that. And on the line here, we have Michael Bloomling Jr. with Stop Democrats Now. Just a quick background, Michael. Welcome, first of all, my friend. You are an Army infantry veteran. You're an author, a national speaker, and a former candidate for U.S. Congress of Florida D-21. And you are coordinating this incredible pro-Trump rally where we have a whole series of congressional candidates coming out and talking about what voters can do to change things around. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Thank you so much, Dave, for having me. It's such an honor and a privilege. And, you know, we really got to look at the politics, and we got to look at the singular issues, because a lot of times these issues are being censored. We're not hearing about it. The conservative voice is being held down, and it's like you have handcuffs on you. And I served this country in the United States Army. I was in the 1st Infantry Division. I was pre and post 9/11, part of two conflicts for America. And I did that so that we can conserve our Constitution of the United States of America, protect our freedoms, protect our rights. That's why after I decided that there's so much corruption within the political arena, I decided to, when I was running for U.S. District 21, U.S. Congress, I decided to step away, and Alexander Davis started Deplorables for Donald J. Trump tour, and I actually spoke in Fort Lauderdale, and he was so inspired by, you know, my vision and what, you know, my passion for this country and America and the American people and stopping corruption, stopping child sex trafficking, all these issues that we're facing, immigration issues, all these things that are really important, you know, having term limits and all these things that we really have to focus and drill down on. He asked me to come onto the tour, and we have our event coming up in Burbank, California. It's such an exciting event. We have 9 congressional conservatives who will be speaking. We have 12 speakers in total. So it's just a wonderful opportunity to go around the country to promote the United States of America, our Constitution, and most importantly, our President Donald J. Trump, who's doing an amazing and fantastic job fighting North Korea, fighting Iran, fighting all these rogue nations. I served overseas for 3.5 years, so I know firsthand foreign policy and the issues and what we have to do to fight terrorism and counterterrorism. These are things that we have to fight for, and our president is so patriotic, and he loves America, and I'm so proud that he's our president, because we finally have someone who wants to fight for us.
Michael, let's talk a little bit about this rally that you've got coming up here, and you're calling it Trump 2020 Tour. It's going to be in Burbank, California, September the 28th at 4 p.m., and folks can learn more about it at deplorablesfordonaldjtrump.com, and we'll get back to that in just a few moments. But you've got candidates that are running against Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and more. Talk a little bit about what you've got going here on this, because this is an incredible array of candidates.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is what I really believe in is promoting diversity. We have a great group of people that are from all walks of life, and that's important. When you talk about someone serving in U.S. Congress, that's what's lacking right now. We have a lack of integrity. We have a lot of rhinos. We have a lot of corruption. And for the listeners who don't know, rhinos are people that are running on a Republican ticket, but they actually have moderate or far left-wing agendas or backing. And when they get into Congress, such as when I was in Florida, Brian Mast, he was someone that, you know, he served our country, had both of his legs blown off for our country. He's an absolute hero. And I think that everyone serves this country as an absolute hero. And then he gets there and he's partnering with Nancy Pelosi, who Deanna Loran is running against, to get rid of our rights for the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. And I look at candidates that are serving are in Congress right now, and they're absolutely disgraced to our country, because our forefathers, they founded this country on basic principles, principles that will protect us forever and keep our sovereignty and our freedoms alive. And when we try to compromise that with people that are, you know, totally entrenched with the left movement, that really is disturbing to me, because we really have to be aware. We have to be aware, and we have to pay attention. We need to promote candidates who are going to get into Congress to support the president. It's such an important political year in 2020. Donald J. Trump, our president, he's fighting. He's going to be continue to be a fantastic president, and we need to fill Congress with candidates. So that's why I joined Deplorables for Donald J. Trump Tour, because I want to promote candidates who are fighting for our freedom, for our liberty, because we actually had gold star families. People have died for our country, and we have to preserve those freedoms that we have for them. They sacrificed their life for us. I mean, so many people, we just had 9/11, the ceremony the other day. So many people lost their lives for this country in a terroristic attack, and we have to stand up for them, because if we don't preserve that freedom for them, who will?
Absolutely agree with you, and this is the best way to do it. And but just by getting people to come out and actually meet these candidates, make it real. And I know that you're not just doing this in California. You're doing this around the country as well. So we're going to get into a lot more of this and who you've got at these rallies after the break. Michael, tell everybody where they can find it and get tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to Stop Democrats Now on Facebook, you can log in there. It goes to Eventbrite. As you mentioned, the website, deplorablesfordonaldjtrump.com, you can log on there. It's the number 4 in that. You can also connect with me. I'm Michael Blooming Jr. I'm on every platform, on Instagram and Twitter. It's 4USAFreedom. The number 4USAFreedom is my handle on Twitter and Instagram. And also people can reach me all over. I'm going to be speaking at the AMP conference with Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee, and tons of other people as well in Miami on October 10th to the 12th. So there's just a lot of exciting things that are happening.
Yeah, the AMP conference is, I was actually invited to go, but I just couldn't make it out to Florida that week. But America's Voice News is going to be there. Bettina's going to be there, and we're going to be reporting live from there as well. And that's going to be a fantastic group, a great collection. So stay tuned through the commercial. Michael, we'll be back with you. And folks, don't go away. We've got a lot more news coming up here at Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman, and thanks for joining us tonight on a great Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he still thinks Iran was behind an attack on Saudi oil facilities last Saturday.
It hasn't changed very much. I think my thinking pretty much remains the same, and we haven't learned much that we didn't know.
The president has also announced more sanctions on Iran.
We'll see what happens. I think we have a lot of good capital. If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Saudi Arabia says the attack by multiple drones and cruise missiles came from the north. Its military also displaying drone and missile wreckage from the attack, saying it came from Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Saudi Arabia for meetings on the attack. He says Iran was behind it.
The intelligence community has high confidence that these were not weapons that would have been in the possession of the Houthis.
Iran is denying the allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman. So sitting in the chair here with Joe, he's doing his civic duties tonight. And you can join us at therealside.com, this chat room on the website. And everybody is chatting on that website. We always got great comments. Hi, folks, on Facebook. And you can always call in as well. Call 855-732-5563. I'm Dave Sussman with America's Voice News and Whiskey Politics. You can find me at America's Voice News Daily from 10 to 12 Pacific Time, 2 hours a day. And sitting in the chair doing my job here for Joe, it's always a pleasure. And you can also find me at 6 p.m. daily on America's Voice News at my show, Whiskey Politics. So we're talking about stopping the Democrats now. And Michael Blooming Jr., he is an event director for this incredible event that's coming up here on September the 28th. It's called the Trump 2020 Tour. And Michael, talk a little bit about, first of all, this incredible panoply of guests that you've got, these congressional candidates that you had. You mentioned Deanna Lorraine. She's coming up here a little bit later in the show. Start from there.
Yeah, I mean, these candidates are so fired up. One of the things I realized that in politics, it really takes a grassroots effort. You need volunteers. You need community engagement. You need people to get out. You need to, you know, change the vote. You need people to get out. And the best way to do that is to have candidates who are fired up for a specific cause, and that cause is our president and being able to serve their communities. And we have a lineup that is just fantastic. And so we've been able to put together, outside of Deanne, who's running for District 12, and she's actually going to be at the AMP conference with me. She's speaking down there as well, so I'm looking forward to seeing her at the event and her speaking, but also she'll be speaking at the same event that I will be in Miami at the Trump Doral Hotel, so that's going to be fantastic. But we also have Errol Weber. He's running for District 17. We have James P. Bradley, who's a veteran, and he's running in District 33. We have Eric Early, and he's running in District 28. We have
Adam Schiff's district, by the way.
I'm sorry?
That's Adam Schiff's district, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And James P. Bradley actually was running in that district, and he did some of the things that happened that's, you know, just remarkable. He left that to run to another district so Eric Early can have a free and straight pass to win that seat. So, you know, there's a lot of patriots out there who love this country, who served our country. And I really think highly, you know, really highly of James Bradley for doing that, you know, being able to leave a district he was going to run in another district to free the way for Eric Early. I think that shows a lot of leadership. And those are the kind of people that we have on this ticket. As I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of diversity. We have a lot of veterans. We have a lot of females. We have a lot of people from different experiences and different backgrounds. I think that's very, very important in today's economic development and also the future of our country. When you have people that are going to write legislation, that they do come from a diverse background, because you do have to work across the aisle, but you don't want to compromise your value system, and you also don't want to have corruption. And those are the things that have really plagued our nation over the last, since former President Barack Obama was in there. We had just and even now with AOC and all these other nutballs that are out here, you know, running and they're winning these seats, and I don't understand how, but they're winning and they're causing straight, you know, a lot of confusion. They're unpatriotic. They don't want to have a flag, you know, on the stage. They don't have a you know, American flag on their lapel. You know, as someone who served this country, I see that. It just makes me want to just really sick. It's really disturbing to me, because how can you be in U.S. Congress and you hate America? You know, one of the platform items I was running on is, you know, getting rid of, you know, I want to fight against that corruption. We have people that, you know, are against the United States of America. They should definitely not be in office. And we have to fight against that corruption and that deception that we have in America, because, you know, you should take an oath. When I served in the United States Army, I raised my right hand. I pledged an oath to this country. And when people come in and, you know, I heard this story, you know, a month ago or so, somebody got sworn in on city council on a Dr. Seuss book. When you hear these crazy liberal left-wing stories, I mean, you know, our forefathers were based on, you know, the Bible, and, you know, people are getting sworn on a Dr. Seuss book. It's just unheard of. But we do have some other fantastic candidates as well. Buzz Patterson, he's running in District 7. He's a former lieutenant colonel. John Renison is running in District 51. We have Christopher Ingalls running in District 48. We have Aja Smith. She's a veteran as well. She's running in District 41. And we have Amy Pan West, and she's running in District 47. So we have 9 different districts being represented here.
It's fantastic, and it's a great array, a great assortment of congressmen and women or candidates that are looking to take the House back. And that's the whole message here, is taking the House back. Now, you know, since the 2018 election and the Democrats have taken over the House of Representatives, what we have seen is, as you refer to, the squad, this massive push towards not just the left, but the extreme left, this ultra uber progressive socialist mindset. And it's being led by know-nothings. I mean, I'm sorry, AOC you know, I don't like to call people stupid. This woman she doesn't understand history. She doesn't understand economics, even though she got an economics degree from Boston University. Shows, you know, basically the value of an economics degree from BU. We've got this congressional, this push right now by the Democrats, and we can see it as we saw today and yesterday, with the congressional hearings by the Oversight Committee, Judicial Committee. You know, they're pushing for impeachment. They're pushing for Orange Man bad. Let me ask you, do you think that there are a number of districts around this country that Democrats, if you are Nancy Pelosi right now, Michael, you've got to be really nervous, because some of those Democrats that took the House back, they barely won in those districts. And with this big push right now to the left, do you foresee a switch, a change back again in 2020?
What I see here in 2020 is that the Democrats are scrambling. But also, like as I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of rhinos, so we have to fight that corruption. And a lot of our candidates, you know, one of the things I faced in District 21 in Florida, Lois Frankel is the incumbent, and she has $1.1 million in the bank, and no one ran against her in 2018. And then you have 7 people who are trying to jump in this race. So when you see races like that across the country, you realize that these candidates who are really want to support our president, win back the House, they have a lot of obstacles they're facing. So that's why this tour that we're doing is so important. We want to give them a voice, because this, especially with the censorship that's happening against our First Amendment, these news media outlets, these fake news, all this corruption, this Russia, how Russia and China have been, and North Korea has even tried to you know, they tried to implement these strategies that are infiltrating through these social media channels that these private organizations such as Facebook and Google, these organizations and companies should not have the power that they have. Of course, you want to have the First
Right.
Amendment, but they have agendas, and that's a problem. When you look out here and you see these candidates who are running and they're getting elected, and you just makes you wonder, like, how can we have this happen? This is the United States of America, and on
Right.
top of that,
Right.
we have voter fraud that is so rapid in this
yeah,
country.
Yeah, and we're seeing that right now, especially with the voter fraud, motor voter fraud that we just saw, you know, 500,000, you know, I guess some of these citizens in California alone. Anyway, we've only got about a minute left here, and I want to make sure that if anybody in the Southern California area or surrounding states that want to come to Burbank on the 28th, how do they get free tickets to attend this incredible event?
Well, the great thing about this event, this is the first of two events that we're going to have in California, because I've already had several other candidates in other districts, because California is gigantic. I mean, there's so many seats, and we want to protect the president.
Right.
He wants to, you know, if you remember, California is trying to take that state away from being eligible for the president unless he releases his tax returns, which is absolutely absurd.
Correct.
But the president was just there in Beverly Hills yesterday fundraising, so he's not going to listen to that. He's not going to take that.
Tell the folks where to go, because we're coming up to commercial break, Michael. I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, they can go to deplorablesfordonaldjtrump.com. They can get all the information that they need there for the event, or Stop Democrats Now on Facebook.
We're going to put the links up. I'm going to be speaking at this event as well, so I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, Michael, and it's going to be a great group, a great collection of candidates. And I just want to say, you know, listen, I'm a naturalized immigrant, okay? Came from London, England, and it took me 12 years to become naturalized. When I meet a patriot, I'm an American that served and is putting themselves out there in the way that you are, Michael, I just want to tip my hat to you and thank you for everything that you're doing. So we'll see you on the 28th. Greatly appreciate you taking the time, Michael Blooming Jr. God bless, and we'll see you in Burbank. Thank you so much. And folks, don't go away. We're going to be right back after the break. Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Little salsa for a Wednesday evening. In the chair here for Joe Messina, Dave Sussman. And hey, folks, how are you all? It is a pleasure being back with you again. You know, this is one of my favorite things to do as far as radio goes. Just, it's a great audience, and we get to talk about everything that is happening up to the minute. And, you know, I always like to talk about things that maybe you haven't heard about because of our mainstream media. And one of the stories that came out today, and you probably haven't heard about it. Well, do you remember that American Airlines mechanic American Airlines mechanic, his name is Alani. That's his last name. He was a naturalized U.S. citizen, and apparently, he sabotaged a July the 17th Bahamas-bound flight because he was upset over stalled union contract negotiations. The plane had 150 people on board and aborted its takeoff after an error message alerted the pilot there was something wrong with the navigation system. And federal prosecutors just today claimed that Alani's tampering endangered the safety of the crew and the passengers, but the mechanic's public defenders maintained the plane had a secondary navigation system that would have prevented a crash. Now, when this came out, we talked about this. When this came out, this guy, it was said that he was basically just trying to create more overtime work for himself because he needed to make more money. He needed to make more money. Well, apparently, prosecutors today just came out and suggested that he has possible ISIS ties. A search of Alani's phone by prosecutors turned up a disturbing ISIS video of someone being shot in the head. Alani allegedly sent the video to someone along with the message that Allah should take revenge against the non-Muslims, but it's unclear if the video was texted, emailed, or transmitted with another electronic method. And Alani was arrested on September the 5th and charged with willfully damaging, destroying, disabling, or wrecking an aircraft and an attempt to do so, according to the federal complaint filed with him, and he could spend up to 20 years in prison. He has not been charged with a terror-related crime yet. So this is news that you may have not heard about that's in the news today. And everybody was so eager to make sure that we weren't going to assume, because of this guy's name, Muhammad Akbar, whatever his name is, okay, Alani, that this was in any way terrorism. And we basically forgot about it. The news media certainly forgot about it as well. So this is something for you to watch out on, news that you probably haven't heard on your mainstream media. This was in Forbes.com today. But, you know, one of the things that we talked about in this previous segment here was we talk about what's going on with Congress and this incredible push right now to the left that we're seeing by Congress and how that may actually impact the 2020 race. And we've got, you know, 40 seats, 50 seats that can go either way, and it can turn the House back ever so easily to the Republicans. Well, if you are a, let's say, forget about being conservative for a minute, if you are a classic liberal, if you are a moderate Democrat, if you're a blue dog Democrat, and you've woken up and found that your party has been hijacked by this ultra left that have zero idea how they're going to pay for this new Green Deal, how they're going to pay for free college education, how they're going to be paying for basically free everything, free housing, free health care. And people are waking up and saying, well, wait a minute. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Biden, Kamala Harris, how are you going to raise the trillions of dollars to pay for all this stuff? We're living in the real world, folks. You've got to have a plan. And Elizabeth Warren, that's the only thing she comes up with, is a plan. It's gotten so bad by these guys that you even have left-wing Trump deranged syndrome late-night television hosts like Stephen Colbert actually having to ask some real hard questions.
Medicare for all before. You keep being asked in the debates, how are you going to pay for it? Are you going to raise the middle class taxes?
Right.
How are you going to pay for it? Are you going to raise the middle class taxes?
So here's how we're going to do this. Costs are going to go up for the wealthiest Americans, for big corporations.
Taxes, was it what you mean by cost?
Yeah. Okay. And hardworking middle class families are going to see their costs go down. And
but will their taxes go up?
Well, but here's the thing.
Here's the thing. I've listened to these answers a few times before, and I just want to make a parallel suggestion for you about how you might defend the taxes that perhaps you're not mentioning in your sentence. Is that isn't Medicare for all like public school?
So, you know, actually,
there might be taxes for it, but you certainly save a lot of money on sending your kids to school. And do you want to live in a world where kids aren't educated? Do you want to live in a world where your fellow citizens are dying, even if it costs a little bit of money?
So I accept your point, and I believe in your point. Healthcare is a basic human right. We fight for basic human rights, and that's Medicare for all. Everyone gets covered. But here's how I look at it. I've spent a big chunk of my career studying why families go broke. And a big reason that families go broke.
Okay, she continues to go on. She doesn't answer the question. Answer the question. What is your plan? Is the middle class, of course they are, is the middle class going to have to pay higher taxes to fund this utopian health care plan that's going to be administered by the good graces of the federal government? Because there is not enough tax revenue from the wealthy and the rich. Even if you taxed them at 100% and you took away everything the rich owned in this country, there's still not enough to fund a nationalized healthcare plan for 325 million people. And Elizabeth Warren, she dances. She moves around. She's like a shadow. And she never answers the question. And Stephen Colbert, for the second time in a week, has actually skewered, not necessarily Elizabeth Warren tonight, but she, or last night, but he asked pointed questions, and he actually went after the Democrats last week on the debate, actually making fun of them. But here's the thing. If Democrats are actually starting to wake up and notice that, wait a minute, you're coming up with this idea of 11 and 16 and $30 trillion, and it's basically just pandering to every low-information voter that's out there that has zero understanding of Econ 101 just to get their votes. How is it going to be paid for? And she can't answer the question. I feel like Judd Nelson in Breakfast Club. People of a certain age will know what I'm talking about. Answer the question, Claire! That's a different question. This is what needs to take place at the Democrat debates. What we've seen, the three debates that have just taken place over the past couple of months, have been a joke. They don't talk about the economy. They don't talk about how they're going to pay for it without any specifics. And if they did get specific, basically any person that is going to be earning any money in this world, whether you're earning $400,000 a year or $40,000 a year, you're going to be taking less money home, and you're going to be put into an inferior healthcare program that's going to be like the DMV. Do you like going to the DMV? I don't. You don't. Nobody does. And we're going to end up with rations like the National Healthcare Service has in England. We're going to get into a two-tier economy, and it is going to be the haves and the have-nots. And the extremely rich are going to have concierge healthcare, and the 99%, the rest of us, are going to be in that really, really long line. And God forbid you don't have surgery that needs to take place in the next week or two in an emergency. You will be put on a list. That is what National Health Care Service is. This is what Bernie, Kamala, Elizabeth Warren, Biden, this is what they all want. And yeah, Biden's talking about going back to Obamacare. I know Nancy Pelosi's saying it as well. But that is just a gateway to government health care. They want to get rid of your private insurance. That means tens and tens of millions of people are going to lose their insurance and their doctor overnight. Don't believe me? We already saw this. I lost my doctor twice, two separate doctors. I've lost my health care plan twice. I've gone to two different health insurance companies because I'm on the individual policies. I don't work for a company. And if you have an individual policy yourself, you know that if you're paying $400 or $500 in 2012, today you're probably paying over $1,000, and your deductible has gone through the roof. That's Obamacare, folks, and that's National Health Care Lite. Can you imagine how bad it's going to be? There is no such thing as free. Kids, if you're under the age of 30, there is no such thing as free. It doesn't happen. There is no just money fairy. It doesn't exist. You have to take the money. And what is rich? Because the Democrats believe that if you've got a family of four and you're bringing in $150,000, $200,000 a year, that is wealthy. Well, for some people, that sounds like a lot of money. And it is a lot of money, not if you're living in any city. I'm sorry, if you're making $1.50 and you've got a family of four and a mortgage in Los Angeles or San Francisco, New York, Miami, or any other major city in this country, you are not saving for retirement. You're barely making ends meet because you have to take your taxes, your federal, your state, and property, and everything else. So let's do the math, is what I'm saying. All right, folks, we're going to be back after the break. I've got Deanna Lorraine in the second hour. She's running against Nancy Pelosi. Holy cow. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back.